The following is a presentation of 65 Toss Power Trap Productions.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. It was like an infusion of adrenaline. The Chiefs were impressive in many phases and able to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-13. Now Kansas City tries to take all that energy and momentum across the Atlantic Ocean, as this week they'll face the Detroit Lions at Wembley Stadium in London. Hey, we'll get you ready for that game as the United Kingdom meets the Chiefs Kingdom. Now, there was some drama before the Pittsburgh game. Just an hour and a half before the game, the Chiefs announced that their leading wide receiver, Jeremy Maclin, would not be able to play against the Steelers. He suffered a concussion the week before against the Minnesota Vikings. I sat down with Chiefs assistant head coach and wide receivers mentor, David Culley. What did he tell his young wide receivers just minutes before the game when they knew that Maclin couldn't play? And the young receivers did some good things against Pittsburgh. But what can carry over to this week against the Lions and the weeks, months, and possibly years ahead? We'll also take an in-depth look at the Steeler victory and show you all of the key areas of why Kansas City was able to get the win over the perennial AFC contender. But first, let's hear from the man under center. In fact, we had him mic'd up during the game as he faced that Blitzburg defense. Our Chiefs reporter, B.J. Kissel, goes under the helmet with Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith. First and goal at the 6. 1 second on the play clock. Alex Smith throws left side. Pass caught. Conley stretches out. Touchdown.
Woo! Alex, first question. Obviously, last week, the win against the Pittsburgh Steelers was important. Just how important was it to get back on track after losing the 5 straight?
Winning is always important, but certainly when you're on a skid like that, it was tough. You know, it's frustrating. You know, we got great character and guys that work hard and team guys, but anytime you go through a period like that, it's tough, and you're trying to work through it. You're trying to find the answers, and you know, to continue to keep working hard and get rewarded for it was good. We needed it.
A couple hours before the game, Jeremy Maclin was ruled out, gave an opportunity for a couple of young guys. Obviously, Albert Wilson's done it before a little bit last year, but Chris Conley gave him an opportunity to step in there and make plays. Just what do you see from those guys, and how much confidence do you have in them before the game?
You know, Albert's a guy that, you know, we feel really, really good about. I feel good about. He, you know, a guy that continues to make plays every time he's out there. You know, he'd kind of been battling some injuries here through camp in the beginning of the season, so it's nice to see him back healthy. Chris, young guy stepping in, and a guy who has a ton of ability, and you know, just a matter of still kind of figuring out it here at the pro level, and it takes reps, it takes experience, you know, and that was such a great, you know, opportunity for him to see him go in and make those plays, to score the touchdown. It was good. We're going to need that. You know, as the season goes on, you know, these types of experiences, those reps for those guys are going to be invaluable. I think they'll really help us down the line.
Another young guy had an opportunity to step up, Sharkhandrick West, running back, with Jamal being out. Took quite a bit of load with 22 carries, 110 yards in that game. What do you see from him out on the field?
Yeah, well, I mean, a couple of things. I mean, certainly on the field, I mean, he's a really, really good player, you know, and I think brings a lot of juice to us. It's so vital. You can't get one-dimensional in this league, and to see not only him, but the guys up front get after it in the run game and have the day like they did was important for us.
I formation set. Alex Smith, handoff, Sharkhandrick West, he does! Touchdown! Mitch Morse, Larry Duvernay, tardy, powering the Steelers into the end zone.
Here we go, Larry!
The talk all week going in that game was the zone pressure, everything the Steelers were going to try to do. Seemed like they sent at least 5 guys almost half the time against you. Just what do you see from your guys up front, and just how comfortable do you feel in the pocket being able to move around and throw the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing in a game like that is that those guys play as a unit. You know, that it's not always a one-on-one block. You know, when you're getting overload pressures and zone pressures from all over the place and you don't know who's coming, it's important for those 5 guys to be on the same page. And with that, it's communication. We got some young guys up front, some moving parts, and for those guys to play like they did as a unit, Really dominated all day. I really set the tone for us.
Well, we're going around the offense, talk about the tight end position, and Travis Kelce in particular, leading the NFL the last couple years in yards after the catch. Just, you talked about him during the offseason, stepping into your meeting rooms and all the different things that he was doing, kind of taking more of a sense of leadership. Just, yeah. What have you seen from him this year in his development to be a guy that you can consistently go to?
It's a tough position for a young player. I don't think people realize when you're a young tight end, even a pass catching tight end, you know, people I think look at you as only as a kind of the receiver, and they don't realize that how much you're involved in run game, how much you're involved in protections, and then as well you have to know the pass game. So there's a lot on those guys' plates as young tight ends. I do think it's one of the harder positions to play, you know, and I think as Travis is, you know, continue to play and grow here, I think it's just managing all those, being able to understand all the nuances of the game, of his position, you know, when he's called upon, being able to have all that on his plate. You know, to be an every down player out there, I think those are the things that you continue to see the growth in his game and the maturity.
Now, moving forward to London, what are you looking forward to about this opportunity?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the win. I mean, we got to go there and get a win, and that's what this is about. Obviously, it's a different circumstances, right? I mean, we're going to a different country and playing, and that is exciting, you know, and it's different. There will be some different things, obviously, all week we have to deal with and, you know, and overcome. But can we do it? You know, do we have the mental strength to be able to put all that stuff away, the distractions, and put them aside and, you know, go out there and execute.
One of the most exciting things about the last two Kansas City games has been the play of the young wide receivers. Albert Wilson has had back-to-back games now where he's had at least a 40-yard catch in each game. Chris Conley finally found the end zone. Jeremy Maclin, of course, leads the way with that group. And the Chiefs are now third in the National Football League in yards after catch. I sat down with Chiefs wide receivers coach and assistant head coach David Coley to see how this play could carry over for the future. It is a significant injury report today. Jeremy Maclin out. Concussion suffered last week against the Vikings. He will not play today.
David, looking at last week's game, I have to ask you, just minutes before the game, when the inactives are announced, Jeremy Macklin's down. What did you tell your wide receiving core, particularly your young guys?
Next man up. And that's what this business is all about. That's why those guys that aren't starters, you never know when your time is coming. And it's the same thing once the game starts. Guy gets hurt. Next man up, and we don't miss a beat. We don't even think about it. The next guy's in there, we go, and basically that's what happened.
Let me ask you about your next man up. Your two younger guys, I want to ask you about, first of all, Albert Wilson. Back-to-back weeks now with 40-plus plays. What does that do for him, not just for going to London, but for his career and the rest of the season?
Well, it's confidence, you know, and the thing about Albert in the last 2 weeks is he's been healthy. He had some injuries prior to that. The shoulder was bothering him a little bit. Wasn't quite the same. He's healthy now. He was inactive for a couple of weeks, basically to get himself healthy. Got himself right on our show team, doing our scout team stuff through the week. You could see that he was kind of back. And then when coach felt like it was time for him to come back, you know, he got back in there. And he didn't come back and start, but he came back and Chris was starting in his place and he was starting to get some reps. And now you're seeing what the same Albert Wilson that we saw last year at the end of the year coming into the start of this year, he's back.
Sharkhandrick West back in there at running back. 1 second on the play clock. Alex Smith throws left side. Pass caught. Conley stretches out. Touchdown! Kansas City! Chris Conley has his first National Football League touchdown.
Chris Conley. Okay, you mentioned Chris. He gets to taste the end zone a little bit, but some effort plays by him as well. What about not only this game, but for the future?
Well, you know, the previous game that we've had, Chris had a couple that he didn't make that we anticipate him making and he expected to make. And, you know, you sometimes get a little worried about that because of the confidence, especially with a rookie. But he is a very strong kid, mentally and physically. And this game, there was a couple of times we got the ball in his hands on a little bubble screen that we got. And Jason Avant came in and made a heck of a block for him. And then there was two guys left and he kind of took care of those two guys and got us some extra yards. He got us a first down. And that's what Chris is all about. You know, he's a big, strong kid that can get down the field. And when he's got the ball in his hands, you know, he knows what to do with it.
Okay, you go to London this week. How do you prepare your guys to go to London physically, emotionally, mentally to handle this and go beat the Lions?
Well, the wonderful thing about Coach Reed is that we're going to London to play, but this week is just like a normal week for us. Leading up to the time we leave for London, everything is just going to be as it is if we were playing a home game here or a game away. We'll treat the Lions just like we treated the Steelers, just like we treated the opponents before, and hopefully that translates into us doing exactly what we just did last week, get us another win.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, live fearless. And by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm Pete Sweeney, bringing BJ Kissel once again for Focus Point. The Kansas City Chiefs are heading to London this Sunday at 8:30 a.m. local time. And BJ, this is a 1-6 Lions team that just made some recent changes.
It did. And before they left for London, they let go of some of their offensive staff, including the offensive coordinator, Joe Lombardi, offensive line coach, and a couple of those assistants. And they promoted quarterbacks coach, Jim Bob Cooter, a name may be familiar to some Chiefs fans. He was here back in 2012, spent some time in Indianapolis, spent a year in Denver back in 2013. But he's promoted to offensive coordinator. Ron Prince, another name that's going to be familiar to a lot of people in this area, was the tight ends coach. He's been promoted to assistant head coach and offensive line coach. But you look at Jim Bob Cooter and what he brings to this offense. Matt Stafford said a lot of positive things about him this week when those changes were made. But the guy's never called plays before in his NFL coaching career. But when you're looking at tendencies and things that they've done so far this year, you're not sure if they're going to carry those on because they haven't found a lot of success doing that. They've given the ball away 18 times this season, and they only are rushing the ball 68 yards per game. Both those numbers are reasons why they felt like these changes need to be made.
So it's a 6-loss team that's made a lot of changes. That's something to watch. But you look at this team, they were in London last year. They came back against the Atlanta Falcons, 22-21 win. So they know how to win in London, and that was led by Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford has got all the talent in the world. We've seen that since he was the number one overall pick, that he can make plays with his arm. He's got a big arm, but he's also made some mistakes. He has 9 interceptions this year. The only quarterbacks in the NFL that have thrown more interceptions than Stafford are Peyton Manning and Sam Bradford. They each have 10. If you can't run the football, you're going to be in third and long situations. Defenses are going to be able to pin their ears back and bring an extra guy and try to create that pressure. The Lions haven't been very good at that this year. They actually rank last in the NFL, Matt Stafford does, with a passer rating of just 48 against the blitz. I know that's something the Chiefs are going to be aware of. It's going to be interesting to see how that whole dynamic plays out on Sunday.
Turning the page now to defense, who are you focusing on?
Ziggy Ansah is one of the bright up-and-coming stars in the NFL, not just for the Detroit Lions. Over the last couple of seasons, 15.5 sacks. He's always been very good against the run. This season already, 6 sacks, puts him tied for 3rd in the NFL. He's just becoming an all-around player and kind of blossoming into one of those young NFL stars. And Chiefs offensive line, they're definitely going to have to be prepared and know where he's at all times.
All right, BJ, always good insight from you. It's the Chiefs and the Lions at 8:30 a.m. on Fox. He's BJ Kissel, and now you know what to focus on.
When we return on Chiefs Insider.
The guys made plays on both sides of the ball and special teams. You know, there was a certain attitude that they brought to the game.
Hand off Sharkhandrick. Rush, he does! Touchdown! Kansas City! Woo!
Welcome back to the show. Again this week, the Chiefs are in London to take on the Detroit Lions as part of the NFL International Series. But last week, there was a lot of good things that happened in that victory over the Steelers at Arrowhead Stadium. Charkhandrick West, over 100 yards rushing. He had his first National Football League touchdown. And then defensively, there were some familiar names that came through. Derrick Johnson picked up his first interception of the season. And Eric Berry with a great interception off a deflected pass. And then there was Tom Bahali, who had never had a sack in his career against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, Tom not only had one, he had two, including a game-sealing sack late in the game. Let's take a look back at Kansas City's 23-13 victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Let's go today, huh? Come on, let's go. Let's go.
And now let's give you the starters for Kansas City on the offensive line. Eric Fisher back at left tackle. He started every game there a year ago. Ben Grubb stays at left guard. And the center, of course, rookie Mitch Morris out of Mizzou. That the right guard, Larry Duvernay-Tardif. And Jeff Allen is the right tackle.
Quick pass out of the backfield is West. And West has a first down and then some. Give us to DeAnthony Thomas, the blocker in front of him. First down and out of bounds inside the 20-yard line.
We had a lot of young guys in the huddle on offense today. They got opportunities, stepped up, and made the most of them.
A 34-yard catch and run by Albert Wilson. Wide receiver screen, right side to Conley, gets a block. Darts back inside the 10.
I feel like this team is building. We're doing something. Things are turning around for us, and we're going to continue heading in that direction.
Placement down by Colquitt, and the field goal is good. Santos with a hat trick of three field goals, 9-3 with a minute left in the first half.
To move the ball with the way we were, and then get down there and keep kicking field goals. You know, we certainly felt like we could have made it a lot easier on our defense, you know, scoring touchdowns.
Guys made plays on both sides of the ball and special teams. You know, there was a certain attitude that they brought to the game.
On first down, though, the slant that is popped up into the air and picked off.
Eric Berry, his second big defensive play of the game.
That's what we always talk about, tips and overthrows. We got to get those. So anytime we have an opportunity to make a play, that's our mentality, just to make it.
And the Chiefs have third down and inches, leading 9-3 at 4:35 to go in the third quarter.
Well, you get down in there, you don't want field goals, you want touchdowns. We finally got one at the end, a very important time.
Kendrick Rush, he does! Touchdown! Kansas City! Woo! Sir Kendrick West, his first National Football League touchdown.
Can't even explain it right now, man. It's a blessing, man. It's where I come from. It's a blessing.
And the Chiefs have a 3-point lead at 10-11 to go in the game, and they're backed up again. Kansas City is 5 of 13 on third down conversions. They have 3rd and 4 here from their own 22. Shotgun snap back to Alex Smith. Floats a pattern. Kelce makes a catch right down the rail. And he's got a great catch to the 48-yard line.
There was only one place Alex Smith was going with that ball from the get-go.
Let's go.
On first down, this is West. West still on his feet. West breaking away. And down to the 16-yard line.
A 36-yard off-tackle run by Sharkhandrick West.
Two great plays in a row for Kansas City.
There were some plays made in there at the end of the fourth quarter that won us the game. You know, whether it be holding them, they will field goal down there at the end, and a couple key third down conversions, you know, for us.
Kansas City 16, Pittsburgh 13. First and goal at the 6. Alex Smith goes left side, pass caught, Conley stretches out, touchdown! Kansas City, Chris Conley has his first National Football League touchdown. And the Chiefs open up the biggest lead of the game.
Nice play!
Landry under pressure got hit. The ball is loose.
Kansas City's got that football. Holly is second sack of the game. A sack, strip, fumble recovery.
My shot.
Good day, fellas.
Hey, bring on London, baby.
Bam on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Bam!
Hey, what did I tell you?
So this week, the Chiefs will try to beat the Detroit Lions in London to keep the ball rolling into a bye week and try to get a third victory. Now, even though the Chiefs have next weekend off, we'll have a great show for you because after the bye, it begins a key stretch where the Chiefs will face 4 division opponents in the next 5 games. And we'll get you ready like no other show can, right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, live fearless. And by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs.
power trap.